Hey, this is Lauren, and I'm making a sound post so that somebody who asked in particular will be able to remember the sound of my voice. And I don't doubt that almost everybody else reading this email will maybe possibly have the same problem, although it may or may not be a problem to you, depending. But, here is my voice, and this is what I sound like, and here I am, and I hope that the volume's okay. And I apologize that this is a WMA, because the only sound recorder I could find on my computer records in Windows Media Player file format, and seemingly nothing else. So hopefully if you get this, you can play it anyway. If not, I'm going to investigate other solutions when or if I get a chance to, like, make an informative Google search online. So, it's Sunday evening where I am. No, it's Monday evening, because Monday was a holiday. It feels like the weekend, but I haven't had school today. I've been doing a little bit of homework and a lot of nothing, but that can be good. I have been really busy the rest of the weekend, and when I upload this, it should come along with an email that talks about most of what I ended up doing on this weekend, like the Friday and Saturday portion of it. But to save myself some typing, this is probably a good opportunity to explain the Sunday portion of it, which was yesterday, on which day I and four of my AKP friends and one new sort of Japanese kind of sort of friend went to the Momoyama neighborhood to see the culmination of the month-long Fushimi neighborhood festival things that have been going on. Which means that we went down to the area where the festival was going on yesterday evening, and there were a bunch of things. There were, on the one hand, like, lots of little festival booths that were selling different things, selling a lot of food, a lot of fried food, and, like, sweet things and chocolate-covered bananas, and a lot of, like, toys and things for, like, kids, like little kids, and then a few things like giant stag beetles you can use to battle other giant stag beetles, and like tiny turtles. I took a picture of the tiny turtles that they were selling, and a friend of mine commented that she wanted to buy them, but I think they die very quickly, so that's, I don't know what that is, but, so don't buy tiny turtles, but, no, so that was part of, like, the Matsuri thing. It's like the Matsuri stand fair festival thing. But the thing that made the evening really memorable, aside from that, and aside from the huge dinner that my host family prepared afterwards, was the fact that because it was, like, the penultimate day of the festival, you got a lot of, like, young men and older men, too, lots of men, out carrying the mikoshi, which are these kind of really big, sort of ornamental shrines that people kind of hoist on their backs. And so you got maybe 30 people or so to a mikoshi, and they kept trading out, you know, because people would get tired, and then, you know, other people would come in to swap in, and they were just hoisting this gigantic thing on their backs and kind of just sort of like lifting it up and down and sort of shouting and chanting. And there were a whole bunch of them, and there were a whole bunch of other people watching them. And so being where the mikoshi was and like watching the mikoshi basically put you or put me and put my group of friends in this total crush of people who were like kind of crowding against you, and when the mikoshi guys kind of came over to your side of the street, you'd be sort of squished against whatever building it was you happened to be standing next to, and then they'd kind of bounce away, and then they would squish the people on the other side, and then they'd come back, and this went on for like 15-20 minutes until they finally kind of like set down the mikoshi, and then they walked over to an area 15 or 20 feet down where they would do the same thing. And this way, two or three waves of big mikoshi basically came down the street where we were. And that was very fun. I took a few videos. I will hopefully be able to upload those to Facebook at some point. Although I do have to say that so far I've completely failed in like the uploading portion of, you know, my online time, just because I haven't uploaded photos, I haven't uploaded music for, I feel like there are a few things of music that I promised or ought to upload for people at this point, and I don't know when I'm going to upload these videos, although in all likelihood it's going to be at the same time that I upload the photos, whenever that happens to be. Oh, speaking of photos, this is one of the things I'm going to talk about or have talked about or will have talked about when you hear this in the email, I think. But on Saturday, I took like the world's most amazing walk. I happened to be on Miyajima Island and with everybody else from AKP and my computer's, sorry, my computer's sleeping. That surprised me. No, my computer's no longer sleeping. You can hopefully still hear this. I was taking an amazing, amazing walk up a mountain on Miyajima Island, and it was exhausting. It was 3 kilometers uphill, pretty much solidly uphill, like nothing but stairs the entire way. And I went with 2 other people, and it was like total agony for all of us just physically. But as soon as we kind of broke through the trees about 2/3 of the way up, and we were like 2.5 kilometers off the ground, you could see basically the entire island, and it was covered with trees, and the weather was beautiful and clear, and you could make out everything. And basically, I took a whole bunch of pictures of that and those. At some point in the indeterminate pic did it in the indeterminate future, will be uploaded as well. Yep. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm trying to think of what sort of things to cover in this voice message so that I can avoid having to type them in like the typed message, which I have to type by the end of the evening. And I mean, some days it feels like a really fun thing writing emails. Sometimes it feels like a total drag because I feel like I talked about these things already and now I have to talk about them again. But at the moment, it feels a little bit like the latter. So I'm like, okay, wait, what can I talk about so I don't have to go through the act of writing it? And like what won't work in the streamlined narrative of the email? What would just seem random, and what would be better for me to mention here? I will say that recently, well, I mean, kind of ever since I've been here, really intermittently, but definitely recently, there have been moments, particularly at night, particularly when I'm falling asleep and I don't have anything else to think of. There have been times when I think of mostly about Carlton, sometimes about, like home too, but just like all the things that people are doing that I'm not there to do. And a part of me is like getting a little bit bummed out by the fact that, I'm missing out on so many people and places and interactions and discussions and so on, and social dance lessons and social dance practice, because if there is a social dance circle at my school, I have yet to find it. I mean, I'm looking. There's a thing called cha dance, but I don't actually know if that's like cha-cha dance or if that's some other kind of dance or if it has to do with ocha, which is tea, which is not dance at all. But no, but on the one hand, I'm thinking about these things and I'm kind of missing them. But on the other hand, I feel like A, the dynamic would be kind of different if I was there, so chances are the same discussions and interactions and things wouldn't even occur. I mean, different ones would occur, but these same ones are. But and then the other thing is too is of course that while you guys are getting your experiences, I'm getting my experiences too. And I have to say I am really enjoying my experiences. I'm also really enjoying my food, if that's not coming across in the emails. And if it isn't now, it will soon. I am really, really, really enjoying the act of eating here. Which going back to yesterday and the festival and going home from the festival and eating food after the festival, that was very tasty food again. We had bunch of different things. We had inari sushi, which is a kind of sushi. We had another kind of sushi, which is like really expensive, but which we got because my host family helped package it, because it's like a neighboring sushi-san, like a neighboring sushi store. We're making a whole bunch of this kind of sushi for the festival, and they were short on people, and so basically my host mom and my host dad went over and helped like put the sushi together and wrap it, and then I was able to help. Basically, I am not very good at this sort of thing. And so they basically gave me a job that anyone could do, but nevertheless I did it. I was responsible for putting the thin layer of like kabu seaweed on top of each piece of sushi. And I have to say, eating that sushi last night, it was basically it was rice, and then on top of that you got raw mackerel, and then you got my slice of kabu seaweed. It tasted really delicious. Like, that was the last thing I was expecting to enjoy eating, but I really, really enjoyed eating that very much. And my seaweed actually helped kind of like fuse the taste together in this very satisfying way. So you got like the sort of salty, thin, sea-ish flavor of the seaweed, and the sort of fishy but raw fish but still fishy taste of the mackerel, and then the sort of vinegary rice. And it was very aesthetically pleasing and also very tastefully pleasing as well. And we had a bunch of other food too as well. We had like karaage chicken, which is basically kind of like fried chicken, but it has a different taste, sort of. Or at least it, like, the fried part of it is somehow less noticeable, which is a good thing, I think. And we had, blanking on the name, but it's like noodles with meat and potatoes and carrots. And we had baby castellas, which are these things that I bought at the Matsuri, and we ate them, and they were kind of more sweet than, like, they were more desserty than dinnery. And then we had, I'm blanking, this is not interesting at this point, and my computer's falling asleep again, you're probably falling asleep too. Lots of food that I can't remember right now. I think more sushi. We had a salad. It was a good salad. It's not like a California salad with fruit salad, but it's another kind of salad that's perfectly serviceable. And we had a bunch of gyoza, which were like Chinese pot stickers. And those were pretty popular. And I think that's all I'm going to say about the food we had last night. It's easier to think of food when I have the time to write it, I believe, than when I'm speaking, because when I'm speaking, there are lots of ums and ahs and pauses and things like that. And I just realized that I've hit the 11:11 mark, which means that I think the only people who are going to be listening to this right now are people who really like me, or who really like the sound of my voice, or who are really bored. But, I mean, again, I think it's probably categories 1 or 2. So, to whoever you are at this point, hi, I probably miss you, depending, I mean, I'm sure that if you've listened past 11 minutes and 30 seconds, I miss you. Although, even if you haven't, I probably miss you too. But I hope that everybody's doing very well at home, and I hope that if you're listening to this, you can actually play Windows Media Player file formats. I'm sorry again about that. But I don't know if I'm going to do a voice-y thing, but I'm certainly going to write again soon. And I hope that everybody's doing well. I'm doing very well. I'm putting off my homework, and that's going to be nice when that's done. I'm going to be doing even more well when my homework's taken care of, but I am doing well. Cool. Yeah, all right. So, bye. Just kidding. It's taking me a second to find the stop button. Okay, now it's a real goodbye. Okay, bye.